Agenda item number 15, unlawful taking oyster offenders. Officer Holliday, were you sworn in earlier?
Yes, sir.
Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Please proceed.
On March 5th this year, I was monitoring the oyster harvest in the James River area. At 0900 hours, I observed three commercial fishing vessels, which appeared to be within the boundaries of the James River Oyster Sanctuary. I did confirm that the three vessels were inside the oyster sanctuary. I did so by going up to one of the corners, which was the buoy mark 10A. And from that point, I was able to reference one of the boundary posts, which does have a prohibited sign, no access inside the oyster sanctuary for commercial purposes. I felt that the vessels were probably within 50 to 75 yards inside the boundary itself. I approached the vessels. One of the vessels, the commercial license holder on the vessel, was Vernon L. Ward. And the second commercial license holder I talked to that day was David F. Luckett. Neither of them were actively tonguing at the time, but both of them had tongs on board their vessel and they had oysters on board. Mr. Ward indicated that he was actually tied up. He wasn't tied up, but he was laid up next to the third vehicle and appeared to be in a discussion with the license holder of the third vessel, who was actively tonguing at the time. And Mr. Luckett, as I approached, he left the sanctuary area, and I went back out, brought him back in so I could talk to all three boats at the same time. I did charge both those individuals with a violation of the oyster sanctuary.
These matters, go to court? And for the record, this was Vernon L. Ward and David S. Luckett?
Yes, sir. They both went to court. The court date was May 30th of this year. They were both convicted of the offense. Both of them were fined $100, and the court cost was $101.
All right. Is there a staff recommendation?
Yes, sir. Staff recommendation is 2-year suspension of their licenses for both individuals.
These cases are brought before the commission under Code Section 28.2-528, which deals with oyster violations and the unlawful taking of oysters. The defendants do not have to be present under this code section. Their public notice and their due process was met at their court trial and at their day in court. So the matters before the commission, based on this conviction, and Code Section 28.2-528 states that the commission must revoke a license for a minimum of 6 months, and the code sections otherwise applicable is set to a maximum of 2 years. And I'll note for the record here, oysters are an important natural resource. They help to clean the bay. They provide jobs to hundreds of watermen. Oyster sanctuaries serve as brood stocks. They are important to the future of oysters in Virginia. Stealing from an oyster sanctuary is stealing from the industry's future, and it's a very serious offense. Matters before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
Well, thank you, Mr. Commissioner. I would add to that, you know, there's a tremendous amount of investment that goes into these sanctuaries, and they're not just there as open ground for people to go into. So this is a serious violation when you go into a sanctuary that's supposed to be for future generations of oysters and oystermen. There's a lot of expense that goes into this, so this isn't something to be taken lightly.
Mr. Zetron. Mr. Zetron.
Did these two defendants plead guilty or not guilty?
They both pled. They both pled not guilty, if I remember correctly.
Okay, well I see you have the warrants there. Are those abstracts?
I have the adjudicated summonses for each of them, copies of the summonses.
On the back of that warrant should indicate whether they pled guilty or not guilty.
I was right. They both pled not guilty.
Okay. What code section were they charged under?
They were charged under 4VAC 20650, Section 30.
What is the penalty allowed, maximum penalty allowed in there?
I do not know that.
Did they appeal it?
Neither of them appealed it. The third individual that was with them, that they did appeal it. That was yesterday.
Okay. Can you, was there any aggravation to the facts that you testified to?
With the third individual, not with these two.
Okay. And would this be the first conviction of these two individuals under this section?
No, sir. One has a previous sanctuary violation. That would be Mr. Luckett, and the date of that violation was 2007.
And was it the third individual that was doing the tonguing?
Yes, sir. Third individual.
The staff recommendation is revocation for 2 years?
Yes, sir.
And could I ask you, since the range is from 6 months to 2 years, what gave you the support for the 2 years?
We, as law enforcement, do not have anything to do with the recommendation. That is the staff. There's a staff within VMRC that addresses that, and it's not law enforcement.
Okay, thank you.
Chief Arabic, can you answer that?
Yes, it's really a situation where fisheries management receives the information from law enforcement, and fisheries management personnel meet and then provide back to law enforcement the recommendation. So if law enforcement does not agree with that, then we start all over again.
Well, let me ask you one more question. So what I'm saying is if the you got a 6 month to a maximum of 2 years, it should be based on an individual basis, right? And if these two individuals were not actually stealing the oysters, as I believe you suggested the third one was, why would we give these people a maximum in light of the other conduct?
I'm going to call my counterpart up from fisheries to talk about the immigration law and tell them how this is going to be. This is Samantha Hoover.
So far, the other 528 cases that we've done, we've recommended 1 year since we don't have any basis to go on. And we just, since the other ones were decided among the commission in 2 years, we just went ahead and started off with 2 years. So the commission can go either way with it.
Let me get back to the question I asked the officer there. I mean, do y'all consider like an aggravating factor such as, you know, abusive language? You know, like this one guy left the scene, things like that, in coming up with your recommendation? Or you just say...
To charge him?
No, I'm talking to her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The only thing that I can see initially when I pulled the cases is that he was on the Oyster Sanctuary, and then he talked to both Rick Waterman and Colonel Rick about what the recommendation should be, and then they agree to it, or they'll contact the officer, and then...
For example, I believe one of these guys got a prior conviction, right? And the other one doesn't, right? But yet we're recommending a suspension of 2 years on each one of them, right?
Well, if I may, I think the conviction is it's either the oyster resource violations or it's public health. So in this case, it's the oyster resource violations. The commission has not distinguished to the record of previous violations, because there can be a one-time offense here or a two-time offense. And under Section 282528, that provides the 6 months to 2 years. So clearly in the past, the commission has taken a staff recommendation, a combined staff recommendation, and modified that as well, which the commission is free to do. So as you said earlier, it is a case-by-case basis, but there has been a lot of intensity about oyster violations, and that's from where we were.
Mr. Riley? just a bit of a clarifier here. Was staff's evaluation partly predicated on the seriousness in staff's eyes of the offense in a oyster sanctuary?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know whether you want me to bring in some other information, but we have other information that another section of the code, and it's not particularly relevant here for section 282528, but there is some variance. Commission has guidelines for oyster violations, and they're treated very seriously. If you look at the violations the commission has for guidelines under 28232, for example, I believe there are five that take one offense and you appear before the commission. So all that's part of the commission process.
I guess I just have a comment about the previous convictions. What I have to hear is one of these gentlemen has 5 previous oyster convictions, and the other has 3 previous oyster convictions.
Both of them were taking them from the sanctuary.
This time. And I'm looking at their yeah. previous convictions. Both
right.
of them have previous oyster convictions of various
True.
Types. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
So I just want to be clear. Were there oysters on board, or were they actively harvesting in a sanctuary? The two...
These two individuals, neither of them were actively, I did not witness them tonging for oysters, but they did have tongs on board the vessels and they did have oysters on board, and the code prohibits any equipment to take oysters within 100 feet of the sanctuary itself, and they are onto the sanctuary at that point. That's why they were charged.
And one follow-up, what time of day was this?
I believe it was 9 o'clock. Yes, sir, 9 o'clock on that.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? The matters before the commission.
Any other discussion on that? But I was the third vote that was there.
Sir.
Sir,
this isn't a public hearing. This is an enforcement action, an administrative sanction by the commission.
Something wrong. I was the third vote that was there. There's nobody there getting in trouble.
Matters before the commission.
So we're required by code to
6 months
to take their licenses.
Yes.
So now the question is
that we are bound by the law.
We have to take the licenses away. Anywhere between 6 months and 2 years.
Mr. Commissioner, are we taking these individually?
Sure.
Okay.
How about the matter of Mr. Vernon Ward? Officer Holliday, the staff recommendation was 2 years, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Matters before the commission. Ms. Erskine.
I note that he has 3 previous convictions, and of course this, with the harvesting in a sanctuary, I feel is a serious offense. I would think at this point, you observed oysters on the boat and testified that she had tongs on the boat, both of which are clearly stated that they should not be in a sanctuary area. I don't understand necessarily, like Mr. Zedrin was saying, about a 2-year revocation. So I would make a motion that we would support a 6-month revocation for Mr. Vernon L. Ward.
Second it.
Motion is second by Mr. Zedrin. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes no, so the matter passes 7-1. Next matter is Mr. Luckett. Mr. Erskine.
I'd make an observation that this gentleman, Mr. Luckett, has five previous convictions, the last of which being taking oysters from this same sanctuary. And again, being in a sanctuary area, I think is a severe offense, and I would make a motion that David S. Luckett, Jr. would have a one-year revocation.
I second it.
There's a motion and a second for a one-year revocation for Mr. Luckett. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes no. The matter passes 7-1. Thank you, Mr. Holliday. Officer Holliday. Ms. Iverson.